Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
The school board appoints Mel Dean Gearing as its newest board member. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County School District Board of Trustees conducted interviews for former member Ken Clouston's seat on the board Tuesday afternoon. After interviewing 8 candidates and extensive discussion that went into the evening hours, the board unanimously appointed Mel Dean Gearing to fill the seat. The interviews were held in an open meeting at the Educational Services Building. Each board member presented a question to the candidates on topics including what the function of the school board is, what the school district is doing well, what are the top 3 priorities, and how would they deal with differences of opinion with members of the board. Gearing, who worked for the school district for almost 24 years and retired around a year and a half ago, told the trustees she brought a unique perspective to the board, having worked with all different types of staff in the district through human resources, finances, and the superintendent's office. When asked what her top 3 priorities were if she was selected, she said keeping teachers in the district, focusing more on children's needs, and continuing forward progress and growth of programs. Other areas she felt are important include mental and behavioral health issues, staff incentives, and retention. During the lengthy discussion on candidates, Mel Dean stood out to several members who pointed to her love of the school district and that her, quote, enthusiasm is infectious. She also told board members, education is in my heart. Gearing said she knew what a commitment being on the board would be after seeing it firsthand.
I know it's more than 2 meetings a month, and you know, there's special meetings and workshops, and you serve on numerous boards, and so, you know, I know how hard you work, and I'd be honored to be part of that.
Gearing's term will run through 2024. After 3 rounds of voting, the council selects Nathan McLeland to get a seat back on the council. After around 3 hours of interviews, Gillette City Council selected McLeland to fill the Ward 3 term on Tuesday night. The council interviewed 8 applicants during the regular city council meeting, including Ed Sisti, who ran against Heidi Gross in the last election, and former candidate for mayor Nathan McLeland. After the first 2 rounds of voting, council was split 3-3, with Councilman Billy Montgomery, Jim West, and Councilwoman Heidi Gross in favor of Nathan McLeland. Mayor Shay Lundvall, Councilwoman Trish Simonson, and Councilman Tim Karsrud voted for Ernest Gibson. Ernest Gibson, who was a Campbell County Sheriff's Officer for almost 13 years and served as a DARE officer before retiring in 2021. Gibson shared his passion for serving the community and specifically the kids in Gillette. He told the board his service in the military gave him a chance to see the world and discover what types of communities he wanted to live in. He also said being in the military taught him the value of teamwork. He said his motto is working together better for a better community. The city attorney advised a good course of action would be to narrow the candidates down to Gibson and McLeland for the final round of voting. After a short recess, council reconvened for a 3rd round of voting where Councilman Karsrud changed his vote and said he would go along with what a few members of Ward 3 had told him and vote for McLeland, making the vote 4-2 in his favor. During public comment, Holly Galloway, resident of Ward 1, expressed her discontent over council's decision to put McLeland back on the board. She said she believed putting him on was going backward. Mayor Lundvall thanked all the candidates for applying and told McLeland, "I'm excited to work with you and let's get to work." McLeland will finish out the 2-year term in Ward 3. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.